Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on October 7th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. The City of Gillette is switching to a new online utility billing platform. Or rather, switching back to a system they used to use several years ago, so you may still have an account set up. If you pay your utility bill online, you can follow a link in the description to get set up, and if you have any problems, you can call City of Gillette customer service at 307-686-5206. One other thing to note about the utility billing platform switch is that if you're set up with AutoPay in the old Invoice Cloud system, make sure to set up AutoPay in the new system, and make sure that you stop AutoPay for Invoice Cloud to make sure that you don't get double charged. It's officially spooky season, and Halloween is on a Friday this year, which is obviously the best day for it, so all the kids can trick-or-treat to their heart's content, gorge themselves on free candy, and have the mother of all sugar crashes on Saturday and Sunday. Speaking of trick-or-treating, kids can stop by City Hall on Halloween afternoon between 1 and 5 p.m. and get treats. We will, a bit, be undergoing construction at the time, but there will be signs directing you where to take your little ghouls and goblins. Here's what's on the October 7th City Council agenda. Veterans Day is November 11th, and at this City Council meeting, Council will have a parade permit for the annual Veterans Day Parade on 2nd Street from 4J to Osborne at 1 o'clock p.m. Council will consider accepting the development improvements for the water line and the easement for the water line and fire hydrant at 1040 Larch Street. When developers put in the infrastructure to be connected to water utilities, those are given to the city to be maintained when development is complete and Council approves it. They'll also accept public improvements for the Gillette Regional Water Supply Priority 4 Fox Ridge project, which installed the 6-inch water main from the Red Hills water tank to the Fox Ridge subdivision water tank. The mayor will need to be authorized to sign a couple of things for wastewater. One is an amendment to a quote agreement for painting services at the wastewater treatment plant. This amendment is to extend the existing contract for painting to also cover upcoming painting projects as well, which creates a savings. The other thing that needs a mayoral signature that the council has to authorize him to give is a quote agreement for the replacement of the hot water lines in the energy and generator rooms at the wastewater treatment plant. There's another contract amendment to the professional services agreement for the pump station number 1 upgrades project. The Gillette Regional Water Supply Phase 3 has a change order for council consideration. Part of the project is to run a water line under the railroad near Moran Ranch Road and Highway 51. But when they attempted to bore under the railroad there, they ran into significant groundwater and unstable sandy soil, which collapsed. So instead of the normal jack and bore method usually used, the contractors will need to use a sheet piling and pipe ramming bore method, which is costlier. So they have to have council approve the change order. There are a bunch of bid awards before the council. One bid award is for the Box Elder Lift Station Improvements Project, which will add cathodic protection, welded spot repairs, and a new protective coating to the lift station, which raises the sewage up so it can flow downhill to the wastewater treatment plant. Another is for the Sutherland Subdivision Valve Project Phase 2, which is to replace parts of the aging water system installed in the 70s and 80s in the Sutherland Subdivision. There are two bid awards for new vehicles. One new F-150 Responder 4x4 pickup for the police department, and one new mid-size 4-door 4x4 SUV to replace the one the power division uses. That's all the bid items that are on the agenda for council to consider acceptance. But there is one more bid item on the agenda for council to consider rejecting. Staff is recommending that the bids be rejected for the Shoshone Beautification Project, so that the bidding documents and the qualification language can be re-evaluated, and the project can be rebid at a later date, probably in January of 2026. There are some potential revisions to the appointment process for citizen advisory boards, and those options will go before the council at this meeting. Two businesses have applied for liquor licenses. a restaurant liquor license for Q-Pot Korea Barbecue and Hot Pot, and a bar and grill license for Wyoming Horse Racing LLC. New liquor licenses require public hearings before council consideration, so there will be a public hearing for both of those. That's a brief look at the October 7th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA-TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.